Wendy Ball and BLM. By Lugosi. I write this article as Keir Starmer says he can't support BM due to their Marxist, socialist ideas about defunding the police, and Matt Letizia, a famous footballer and Sky TV soccer pundit, questions whether he wants to wear a BM badge because he also recognizes their Marxist, anti-society manifesto. The SBBC said it is to ban their presenters and pundits from wearing a BM badge. And on Sky we see some pundits have stopped wearing the badge of submission. People are waking up to what many of us knew weeks ago, that BM is a Marxist, anti-society, anti-capitalism, anti-Semitic organization. The absurdity of a police officer taking the knee to an organization that wants to defund it. I went to my first soccer match about 55 years ago and was a regular supporter at Spurs in the 1960s. I don't go anymore. The traffic, seated supporters standing in 5 hours by the time I travel, park and walk to the ground, and then try and get home in Tottenham traffic is too much. I just watch their matches on TV, thanks MSNBC, when the main broadcasters don't carry it. In the 1960s I was queuing outside the ground at 12:30, listening to Round the Horn, Jules, and Sandy. Racing up to the West Stand, I had a wooden box inside my duffel bag and had my spot on a metal barrier protected by a column supporting the upper tier. As a shorty, I needed that box. Nostalgia is when I walked to White Hart Lane station at the end of a match, packed like a sardine, and the carriages fall silent as Sports Report comes on at 5 p.m. and then the collective cheer and groan as the results come in. Those were the days. I was listening to a Mark Levin monologue about how sportsmen, Hollywood lovies and, so-called, news anchors all support BM, but that's because they live in walled housing miles away from any black area and don't have to mix with the Marxists. They earn millions of dollars. They are capitalists supporting Marxist socialism. What is happening with football sickens me. Here is a very convoluted, virtuous signaling and confused statement from the Premier League, edited for brevity, dash. www.bbc.co.uk web link. The Premier League says its Black Lives Matter campaign is sending a message: it is unacceptable to treat black people differently to anyone else, not an endorsement of a political movement. A series of tweets from the Black Lives Matter UK account about Palestine has prompted criticism. The Premier League said in a statement it was aware of the risk posed by groups that seek to hijack popular causes to promote their own political views. These actions are entirely unwelcome and are rejected, it added. The Premier League has shown its solidarity with players' names replaced on the back of their shirts with Black Lives Matter for the first 12 matches of the restarted season, and a Black Lives Matter badge will feature on all shirts for the rest of the campaign. But while Black Lives Matter has become the slogan behind the protests, Black Lives Matter also exists as a global organization, founded in 2013. With several goals, including to advocate against white supremacy and police violence towards black people. In its statement, the Premier League said it stood alongside players, club and a wide range of football organisations who had come together in recent weeks to reject racism and to show support for the message that Black Lives Matter. The league said Black Lives Matter had become an expression of unity for people from all communities who believe it is unacceptable to treat black people differently to anyone else. Note how they have deliberately conflated Black Lives Matter with a political movement of BM. If you reject BM, it does not mean you disagree with Black Lives Mattering. Note how they acknowledge it's an organization : to advocate against white supremacy and police violence towards black people. Hence, the Premier League believes that white supremacy and police violence towards black people are real and actual phenomena. An organization involved in managing a sport has decided it is a political advocacy organization and forces its members to accept their decision, presumably under penalty. The first time I saw a televised match where both sides and officials took a knee, I let out a torrent of swearing that even surprised me. A visceral, subconscious reaction triggered by football allowing itself to align with an anti-society, Marxist, anti-Semitic political organization. I watch on a laptop and it has its own mask when I watch soccer : I start watching a minute after kickoff so I don't have to watch Spurs players at a Jewish-supported club, with a Jewish chairman and Jewish backer bow down to a Marxist, anti-Semitic movement. The mask covers the score and time where they also flash BLM from time to time. WTF has any of this got to do with football when they had their own Kick It Out program months ago? There is an irony that a White Lives Matter banner was flown over a match involving Burnley. Burnley might be the only team in the Premier League who don't have a black player in the first team they put out on the pitch. Their captain Ben Nee, sorry, me, said how disgusted he was. Maybe you should look at your own club first team. Football has made a major misstep. They have taken advantage of the fact that there are no fans in the stadium. I absolutely guarantee that if they took a knee at White Hart Lane with 70,000 in the ground, they broadcasters will have to turn the sound off because of the boos. The same across the country. Daily Mail articles reported : Premier League stars fearful of links to Black Lives Matter activists as captains consider making a public statement distancing themselves from UK wing of movement. There are concerns over the organization's ideology and political ambitions. Sports Mail can reveal the issue has been discussed by several top flight players. A group of captains are considering whether to make a public statement. Sky Sports pundit Patrice Evra led the way in ditching Black Lives Matter badge just before last night's show, and Jamie Redknapp and host Kelly Katz followed his lead as Premier League distances itself following group's extreme statements. Redknapp, Evra, Katz and commentator Gary Neville were all not wearing badges on Sky Sports last night. Premier League distanced itself from movement after it criticized Israel and called for police to be defunded. But players in yesterday's match still took the knee before kickoff and had Black Lives Matter on sleeves. However, Black Sky Sports news presenter Mike Wedderburn was still wearing a BLM badge on today's show. BLM UK released a barrage of tweets on Sunday criticising Israel and calling for defunding of the police. The Premier League said it recognised the importance of the message that Black Lives Matter - without referring to the organisation's name in uppercase, but made clear that it does not endorse any political organisation or movement, nor support any group that calls for violence or condones illegal activity. But chiefs are not expected to ditch the BLM badge on shirts, having drawn a distinction between BLM's cause and the group itself. The cause has been widely supported across football and the wider sporting world by TV and media stars, but that all changed on Sunday when BLM UK issued a barrage of tweets over Israel's proposed annexation of the West Bank and claimed that mainstream British politics is gagged of the right to critique Zionism. The following day, Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer, who has taken the knee alongside parliamentary colleagues, called it a shame that the sentiment behind the BLM protests was getting tangled up with these organisational issues and said calls to defund the police were nonsense. BLM UK responded by tweeting that, as a public prosecutor, Sir Keir Starmer was a cop in an expensive suit. But it also prompted a row between Lawrence Fox and Gary Lineker after the actor asked the BBC Match of the Day presenter if he agreed with BLM's messages on Palestine, forcing Lineker to distance himself from the group. Comedy writer Lee Kern, co-writer of Who is America?, has also hit out at BLM for its anti-Semitic conspiracies. Sky Sports' stitching of the BLM badges during yesterday's coverage at the Amex Stadium comes after another pundit, Matt Letizia, said he only wore the badge after being asked to do so by bosses at the broadcaster. Upon seeing Sky's top pundits had stopped wearing BLM badges on air, fans were quick to share their thoughts on Twitter, with one saying, "If only they'd done a little research like us peasants did before jumping in with both feet." The Premier League are hoist by their own petards. They can't ditch BM without seeming to ditch Black Lives Matter. Copyright Lugosi 2020.